Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime, and this is your Thursday, July 29th episode, and we've got 25 different picks. Now, we're going to do an event that we've not done, but a sport we have done, which is the 2021 Gold Cup. And the reason why we are doing it is Gold Cup is soccer, for all of you who don't know. The reason why we're doing the Gold Cup is because Team USA is playing, of course. So let's get into that. We've got, we're doing three picks on it, so that'll bring us up to 26 picks today. It starts at 7:30 tomorrow. And we are playing Qatar. And you're like, Qatar? Seriously? Yes, we're playing Qatar. And I obviously have been on a bad streak when I don't take the Americans. So we are going to take Team USA in this on the money line. Just for them to win at -110. Now, this is for regular time only. They should beat them fairly easily. And so we're going to go over 2.5 goals at +110. A lot of people are wanting to do the under 3.5. I saw that earlier today. It seemed like a lot of people were picking that. Yeah, the sports books have picked up on that. And that is now at -160. So I didn't want to lay the juice on that, even though everyone is taking that. I'm just going to go over 2.5 at +110 regular time. And then everything that I read about them talked about Almoez Ali, and he is one of their leading scorers. He's one of the leading scorers in the Gold Cup, and I am going to take a flyer on him. One of my friends told me about this, so you guys are getting a player prop. I am taking Ali to score. Throwing a half unit on this. That's it. Just a half unit at +250. Now, let's get into Major League Baseball. For those of you who listened to the episode last night, sorry, I've already got a couple people that wrote me that I was talking way too fast. I'm slowing down. The thing that I found is when I slow my speech down, my accent gets worse. So it's deal with one or the other. Last night's episode was too fast. A lot of people, one guy wrote and said that he plays all his podcasts on 1.5. Well, I do too. He said I sounded like a jackrabbit, basically, on it, just talking way too fast that he had to slow it down to normal speed to understand me. So hopefully he can go back to normal 1.5 speed today, because I'm trying to speak slower, I'm trying to articulate so that my accent doesn't get too many of you. I know that I use some slang or some colloquialisms, is that what they're called? A lot of metaphors and stuff that we use down here in the South, and some of you don't understand what they mean when you're from other countries. I have a guy that is at least one, I don't know how many, but I have at least one guy that listens in Finland who wrote me the other day and asked me what I meant by a saying. So if you don't understand something I'm saying, feel free to write me. I will be more than happy to translate as best I can. For those of you who don't know how to get a hold of me, dailysportsbettingot@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter at OvertimeDaily, and my private messages are open. A lot of people write me on private message. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. So let's get into Major League Baseball. There's one doubleheader today. It starts at 12:05. I'm going to be very honest with you. It is from a postponed game yesterday. I don't know that either one of these games will take place. When I checked around, I guess it was around midnight, 1 o'clock, both these games were still on. However, I don't know if they'll be on or not. Some people in the Washington Philadelphia series have shown up and have tested positive for COVID, and it's unsure at this time whether or not these two teams will play this series or whether one team will set out. They had to get their COVID test done yesterday, and it depends on how those come back and if any other further contact tracing is yet to be done. But the first game of the doubleheader, remember these go 7 innings. So I'm going Washington at Philadelphia, and I'm choosing Philadelphia in the first game on the money line, and right now it's setting at +125. I look for that to change a little bit. So if you're listening to this early in the morning, that's the game you want to check. Number one, because it's early, but number two, because if they are playing, you want to see who's out in that game, and you want to get the best price you possibly can in the beginning. I also got under 8.5 at -110. I think these two teams are going to have some players out. I think especially Washington is going to have some players out, and I think that affects them and their ability to score. The second game is supposed to take place at 3:05. When I checked this one, and I actually started betting games about 1:30. The 3:05 game, numbers had already started changing. So you got Washington at Philadelphia. I'm taking Philadelphia on the run line, -1.5 runs at -105. And then I got the under 8 in this one at -105. Now, I don't know what is up this Thursday, but we've got 7 early games. So our next early game is going to be starting at 12:10. And that's going to be Atlanta at the New York Mets. And I am taking the New York Mets on the run line. -1.5 runs at +140. And I think this game stays under 8.5 runs at -110. The Mets seem to be hitting the ball better, and they seem to be more focused right now. Let's hope they continue. +110, you've got the Yankees still playing down in Tampa Bay. They looked good yesterday. Real good. However, I'm not picking them. I'm picking Tampa Bay on the money line at +120. Now, some of you are going to say, why are you not picking the Yankees? They've got Cole pitching for them. He's 10-5, and he has an ERA of 2.74, which is obviously better than what Tampa Bay's throwing with Patino. Well, here's the reason. When I look at Cole and his starts, anytime that it looks like he's possibly going to get in trouble or his arm starts getting tired, he is also a very quick pitcher to 100, which, or it's between 100 and 110 is usually his pitch count. A lot of pitchers get that in the fifth inning. Cole this year has gotten 100 pitches sometimes in the beginning of the fourth. Well, if he does that today with Tampa Bay, that means he'll be coming out in the fourth or the beginning of the fifth. Well, that leaves 4 or 5 innings of him not pitching that Tampa Bay can jump on their pitchers because they're playing at home, they get the last bite. So even though Tampa Bay is throwing Patino, who's 1-2, his ERA is 5.26. I can understand why you would automatically say you should be going after the Yankees. I'm definitely not, for the simple fact that they are going to hit the Yankees' middle relievers, their bullpen, in other words, that they're going to throw in there. They're not real great. They're playing at home, and even though that's not a big home field advantage for them, I still look for them to score. You'll notice the over-under number is 7.5. Well, when you look at the two pitchers' ERAs, they equal 7.5. Well, if that average stands, then obviously they're going to go over that when the bullpens and the closers come in. So that's why I'm going with over 7.5 at minus 110. At 210, you've got the Chicago White Sox at Kansas City. Yes, Kansas City beat them by 1 today. They actually got their bats going. I don't look for that 2 times in a row. So I'm going to take Chicago White Sox minus 1.5 runs on the run line at minus 120. And I think with both these teams, they go over 10 at minus 105. Then at 220, you've got Cincinnati versus the Chicago Cubs. Guys, I'm taking the Cubs on the money line at plus 105. And I can't find an over-under number as of yet. If I do, I'll put it up on Twitter. But as of yet, have not found an over-under number, so did not place a bet on it. So can't give it to you. But I did bet the Cubs money line. Then we've got a 3:45 game that hopefully I will get back quickly from my meeting and be able to catch some of with the LA Dodgers at San Francisco. Now, you've got to remember, I said I thought San Francisco would take 2 out of the 3. Well, what happened the first game? Well, you guys know what happened the first game. The first game ended up with the Dodgers. Ended up with San Francisco since I took the Dodgers to win the first one. Then I took San Francisco last night, and of course the Dodgers won. I think the Dodgers are going to take this one. And I know that's going back on what I said, but I do. And what convinced me of it is their throw-in price today against Cueto. So I'm going to take the Dodgers on the run line, -1.5, +130. And I think this game, because of both pitchers, stays under 8.5 runs at -105. Guys, do not sleep on price for the Dodgers. I actually looked at doing a player prop on him. Still might, if I do, again, it'll be found on Twitter. But I'm not sure. Price is 4-0, has an ERA of 3.35. So he has been looking good this season. The only reason why I didn't throw a player prop on him is the fact that I don't have enough stats on him since they've been checking pitchers for sticky substances. And I don't know if he's one of the pitchers that has been messing with sticky substances and is having problems. So that's the main reason. Then we get into the evening game starting at 7:05. And we've got Milwaukee at Pittsburgh. Yes, I know a lot of you wrote me to tell me how awful my pick of Pittsburgh that was the other night. I know it. You know it. I knew it at the time. I told you it at the time. But I still wanted to take a flyer on them. So we're going to go back to picking Milwaukee on the run line. -1.5 runs at -115. And I think these teams go over 8 at -110. Then at 7:10, we've got two ball games. The first one of which is Toronto at Boston. I heard a lot of people and handicappers today going over to Toronto. Guys, do not forget this Boston team. They have a tendency to go on really good streaks. Streaks of runs, streaks of hits, streaks of wins. So I'm taking them on the run line, -1.5 runs, +160. Which, you know, most people think that they're not beating them by two or more. But I really think they do. Especially playing in Boston at the Green Monster. But I think we stay under 10 because of the weather. And we're going to go -105. The other 7:10 game is Baltimore at Detroit. And we're taking Detroit. Still fading Baltimore, and we're going to take Detroit on the run line, -1.5 runs at +120. And then we're going to go over 9.5 runs at -120. Then we've got the 8:38 game, the last of the series, of Oakland at Los Angeles Angels. We're still taking Oakland money line, -105, and for both teams to go over 8.5 at -105. And then at 10:10 tomorrow or tonight, Colorado at San Diego. Taking San Diego on the run line, -1.5 runs at -120, and we're going under 8.5 at -120. And that is your 26 picks for today. Very next episode is going to contain your Olympic picks. The reason why people did not like it that I put the Olympic picks behind baseball. They bet all their baseball, forgot to pick the Olympic picks because technically, they're the next day. They're on Friday. But I consider them Thursday night because it's before I do the podcast. So you're going to get those separate. Questions, comments, problems, or protests? I didn't think so. If you do, write me. Otherwise, you guys need to bet responsibly. Make sure you're not betting any more than you can afford. Don't want you guys losing any house payments, food payments, or not being able to take care of your kids because of a gambling issue. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, or anyone close to you feels like you are having a gambling problem, guys, call 1-800-GAMBLER. They will be more than happy, if you answer them honestly, to get you the help, guidance, and support that you need. And they also will be making the referrals you need to your local area to get you that help. As always, guys, I wish you the best of luck in anything you are watching or betting on today. Guys, I'll be talking to you soon. I've already told you you're getting an Olympic podcast right after this. And hopefully, sometime, I'll see you down the road.